Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Welcome to Revive Her, a transformative space where we break down walls to unearth the incredible power that lies within every woman. We're your hosts, Haley and Noel.
Dive into candid conversations about entrepreneurship, faith, and relationships, and the journeys that define us. Are you ready?
Welcome back, Revivers. We are in Lynchburg, Virginia today. So if you see the studio, we are not in the same. My co-host Noelle is not here because she is about to pop with baby Lenny, like literally any day now. So by the time this airs, baby Lenny will be here. So you'll see an appearance of her probably soon after you guys listen to this. But we have Zach and Lydia Wise back in the studio today, in person this time.
I'm so
excited. We had such a good time talking virtually that we were like, we got to get together in person. So that's what we are doing today. We are actually in a studio called The Building here in Lynchburg, Virginia. They were so good to get us in last minute. So I really, really appreciate them. So if you're in the Lynchburg area, Bedford, Roanoke, anywhere, if you need a podcast studio, this is the place. They will host you. They have been so generous.
Yeah.
So let's dive in. All right. I am so excited to talk to you guys about a million things today. I was showing my husband your wedding video, and I texted Zach when it came out. And I was like, oh my gosh. Like, I literally have been so obsessed with it. It is the most beautiful. I'm so jealous. Like,
You've seen it a million times.
Yeah. I told Chris, I was like, can we get remarried or like do a vow renewal so we can like have a video like that? Because it's so good.
Yeah. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. I loved it so much. So I want to know, we get to see as viewers your wedding day. It's gorgeous. I love the part you guys worshiping. And I know there's a lot that we haven't seen. How was it for you guys? Were you in your own little bubble of happiness and joy? Were you aware of the drama that was happening behind the scenes? Like, how was your wedding day for you?
Yeah, I know on the show there's a lot, which I have not seen because I refuse to watch that.
Mm-hmm.
I have Wisdom. Our wedding video to watch, and that captures our day as we experienced it. But yeah, I would say like the Lord really had protection around us on our wedding day, and we were able to really just choose joy that day and experience the fullness of it, the fullness of the joy that we chose in the Lord. And like the day just flowed so beautifully, and we were not included in any of the drama or anything that was going on. And I know a lot of the show would be people talking other people's opinions on our wedding day.
Mm-hmm.
So I won't watch it for that.
Yeah.
It was a lot of what they said was said to the camera, not to us. So, I mean, that was good on our wedding day, but that's also part of the problem.
When did you find that out? Like when everything aired, or were you?
We didn't
like
know everything that happened till it aired. Okay. And then,
And I think like a lot of it was, we very much had our own perspective, and we experienced a lot of joy on that day. But then, you know, as we're just kind of posting about our life and traveling and experiencing marriage, you know, those comments would come through of like, I'm sorry that this person said that or this. And it's like, what? It, you know, it does make us curious, and we would see clips here and there too. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you can't avoid it forever in a lot of senses. And especially if they are seeing lies about you or wrong things about you, it definitely comes to the light, and we're just like, oh, well, dang, I didn't expect that.
I mean, it's not like something that I'm avoiding for the sake of not knowing what they said.
Yeah.
I know enough of what they said to know that, you know, there's work to be done there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you feel like it tainted your experience? Like you lived the wedding in the day. It was perfect, joyful, beautiful, pure. And then, you know, you go all these months and then you hear all this stuff. Now you're remembering your wedding day with all this stuff in it. Do you feel like it's like tainted that experience or your memories anyway? Are you able to compartmentalize it?
There's definitely opportunity for that to happen. But just like we chose joy on the day of the wedding, we've chosen to not let that happen, because that can happen in a lot of areas of life.
Mm-hmm.
you see or hear something that you didn't know before. Yeah, I don't know. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think Bible talks about like you reap what you sow. Mm-hmm. And that's not necessarily just for the positive. It's also the negative. Mm-hmm. I think if we feel the fire of something that went wrong, then that's going to be what we think about more. Or yeah. That's going to be what we see a lot more of. And so I think...
thank God for her husband's praise.
So I think we just continue to water the seed of positivity, to water the seed of what we actually experience. I think, you know, our marriage isn't perfect. We've had some highs and lows, but I think focusing on communicating and caring for one another instead of being like, the narrative came out that I was a controlling person. And am I controlling?
Far the same from it.
Yeah.
But like, okay, so I am not one to like, see something and just it grabs me and I can't stand it, so I have to post about it and I have to like all these things because that would be never ending. But a few specific things like that, like when that came up, I was like, okay guys, no, lots of the things that was said wasn't even true in the first place. Mm-hmm. Like what Zach was saying about like what you choose to focus on is is what you're gonna remember and what's gonna grow. So really choosing the joy to this day, sometimes I still have to choose joy looking back on my wedding day. Which isn't something anyone should have to do, but it only magnifies the joy that I did experience. Mm-hmm. Yeah, sometimes, like for the majority of my life, I just don't give the negative any thought or any attention. Mm-hmm. But there are times, like when people were saying that Zach was controlling or that, which a lot of that came from just lies anyways.
Yeah.
And so like that, I wasn't just going to ignore that. So I had to say something about that. But for the most part, I just don't give negativity any attention. Because it only grows it.
Mm-hmm.
So. And we definitely know that there's such thing as like toxic positivity. Mm-hmm. Like we don't want to just be like.
I'm trying to get away from that.
Yeah.
We don't want to be like everything's great all the time. Yeah. Like that's totally far from the truth.
Yeah.
I mean, we live in a very broken world and there's going to be things that very much just are hard at many points. And so there's time to grieve. There's time to be sad. There's time to
quoting scripture. I love it.
Right. And it's just like we have to sit in that sometimes or we have to deal with the things we just can't control. Mm-hmm. Like we've had the opposition with our wedding and that's not something we can control. We can't just tell someone to be like, no, support us. Like that would be controlling.
Right.
So it's like we very much are in the position of just like, okay, God's in control and we are going to be gracious like he was. We're going to be loving like he was. Mm-hmm. And we're not going to judge others for not living the life that we live or living the beliefs that we live. We're going to share that with people and be like, hey, like, I think we've experienced a great part of life. Mm-hmm. That's really awesome. And, you know, it'd be really cool if you could too, but by no means do you have to choose it. Like God gave us free will in that. And so I think, you know, if you're forcing people away from their free will, then it's judgmental and it obviously will rub people the wrong way.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't make sense. Everyone lives a different life.
So you said that was a lot, but so I'm going to pick out like one part of that. You said obviously highs and lows. We all have them. What has been the hardest part of your marriage so far?
Honestly, the hardest part of our marriage has probably been the public.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, like, we're not doing blanket statements here.
No, I want names and I want birthdays.
I mean, definitely, like, just putting our highs and lows for anyone to pick apart. Like, that's, you know, going to bring its own challenges. But the good part of that is, like, that's all online and we can separate that from our life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think we absolutely are choosing it. Like, there is a freedom that they have to say whatever they want and... That's, again, something we can't control.
Right.
But I think there is a hardship in it being misunderstood in so many ways of like, no, like this is not, you know, me doing a certain thing or this is not her acting a certain way or like a lot of like I think the one that consistently comes up is like sometimes we'll do interviews like this and sometimes we'll talk over one another. I'm like, we've known each other for a year and a month.
Yeah.
Like, we are still learning communication. Yeah. Big surprise, guys.
We've been married 11 years and we still do that. It's also part of being human.
And like there's so many couples I see that like do that in a teasing way.
Yeah.
It's not like it's not abnormal. And
yeah.
So I think it's so interesting to see people go out of their way to find something wrong.
Right.
Just so that they can say something wrong.
Yeah. And there's context to everything. Like a 30-second clip you cannot, you don't know what was said before, what was said, yeah. what was said after, what was said off camera. Like, there's so much context to everything.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I think that is one of the hardest parts about being in the public eye, is just being misunderstood. Because mm-hmm. for people to say Zach is controlling, like, goodness gracious, you are the farthest thing from the truth. yeah. And for people to say that I am a fundy Christian, like, no, you're the farthest thing from the truth.
I haven't even heard that, so has it reached my ears, luckily.
I guess, yeah, people just like to take little things and put it in a box, and it's just like, that's probably the hardest part, just being in the public eye, which I feel like we've done a pretty good job of separating that from our marriage, keeping that out of our marriage. It's definitely, it's impossible to completely keep out, but I feel like we have done a pretty good job of, like,
do you guys have
separating,
like,
the two
rules, or not rules, or like boundaries of, like, okay, like, we're not going to read comments, or we're not going to look at this, or we're not, like, is there boundaries you try to follow, or is it more so like how you feel led in the moment, or
The biggest boundary is just don't go to Reddit.
Yeah.
Which I kind of had to let Zach figure that out on his own.
Yeah. Well, there's a big that's, I think, it's the big discussion where everything is kind of discussed in a lot of ways. And so I would go there every once in a while as a means of, like, an update of what's happening on the episode for that week.
Yeah. Instead of watching the show.
Instead of watching the whole show.
Just look at a few comments. You're like,
And so I think that's the reason why I was doing it.
Yeah.
By no means was it the best option.
Yeah.
But I think it gave a lot of context of not only learning to avoid it, but also learning about all the opinions that can come forth.
Yeah.
So I think, I think that's definitely been a big boundary that we've now put in place of just no Reddit, because they're just internet warriors, like, waiting to say something bad. And there's always perspective, you know. I think that's another thing we've realized being in the public eye. There's always going to be someone who's gone through something, and an experience that you've had, or something that you support, they might have a different perspective entirely. And that's something that they've actually had a big trauma with, or they've had a very hard time with. And so they're going to project that into what you're it's like, I can't believe you support something like that. And it's like, well, that's not my experience. So,
I mean, speaking on that, that's pretty much what happened with my oldest brother. He was through a pretty traumatic marriage, abusive emotionally, if I may say so. And yeah, so, like, obviously him seeing his younger sister get married would just be like, no. Like, you don't know. Marriage is hard, and marriage is all these things. It's like, well, if it's a healthy relationship, then it's going to be a healthy marriage.
Yeah.
If it's not healthy, then it's not going to be healthy. Mm-hmm. That kind of ties back to what you're saying of, like, understanding, okay, yeah, he's gone through a lot of hurt and is projecting that on us, which isn't right, but also is understandable.
Yeah.
So
it really took me out of the, it made me step back and not take it personal.
Yeah.
Ethan did a lot of things that could have very well been, I think in a lot of ways he was trying to make personal, but me not taking it personal helped me.
Yeah.
Understand who he was a lot more very quickly.
Yeah. And which I think is a good bit of advice. Like, for you guys listening, I want you to, like, rewind it, push the little 15 second button. Cause I do the same thing. Like, I think he gets annoyed with me. He's like, can you stop with your empathy? Like, stop feeling. And I'm like, but it's really hard to be mad at people when we actually just had this conversation like two nights ago. It's really hard to be upset with people when you understand when they're coming from. Now you may not know fully, like, why Ethan done what he did or whatever, but you know a little bit of what he's went through. And if you just look objectively of what people are going through, or just realize it's probably not even really about you, you can extend way more love towards them, or just, like, kind of check out and, like you said, not take it personally. I think that's a really good bit of advice there.
Yeah.
And we weren't giving advice, but, like, take it as advice.
Right.
I mean, that kind of goes back to, like, seeing people how the Father sees them.
Yeah.
Because it's like the Lord truly sees all your hurt. He sees all the things, and you're, like, just looking at someone based off of what they just said and how it hurt you and how you want to snap back and all these things. It's like, no, there's actually hurt that they're expressing, and now is an opportunity for you to love them.
Yeah.
So it's hard.
So a big piece of marriage too is, like, a big piece of our marriage was just kind of learning how to be as selfless as possible of, like, There's been moments where I'm, like, trying to make a point, and, like, I feel like bringing up something very, very important, and she has a hard time being in hard conversations, so sometimes she'll shut down. It's just her communication style. I'm not necessarily bringing up anything like painful or hard. It's just like, hey, I'm like a little serious here, and I just want to make a point. And she's like,
ah. The moment he goes deep, I'm getting better at it. But it used to be like the moment anything went deep, I would just be like,
yeah.
Yeah, but there's an understanding in that. And so it's like, instead of making my point, I'm like, oh, I see that you're struggling with this. Mm-hmm. So let me take a step back, bring you back in and help you to process this instead of just being like, I don't know what to do here.
Yeah. Where do you think that comes from?
Oh, goodness. I mean, I think there's a lot, but I think the root of not discussing hard things and steering away from hard things is... Growing up, we had a very traumatic accident. My youngest brother was killed in a car accident. We all saw, and we didn't talk about it because it was in the hands of my mom, and just she wanted to die, obviously. It was the worst thing anyone could ever go through. I can't imagine.
Especially a mother.
A mother. And so how dare we talk about it around her? Because she was just trying to survive. And so I think by not talking about the hardest thing in our childhood, we just didn't talk about hard things.
Kind of created a pattern.
Yeah. And it's like, ouch, that hurt. Okay, let's move on because we got to live here. So I think that kind of just from young age created that of like just avoiding the hard things. And
Zach comes
still
in.
To the, yeah. and then Zach comes in and he's like,
let's talk about all the hard things.
Goes deep right away. And yeah, so he's really been helping me grow in that. And one thing he tells me all the time is like, your words matter. I need to hear that a lot because sometimes I just don't want to say anything. People think I'm just like this very outgoing person, and I am when things are really happy and good. But the moment it gets hard, I go silent.
Yeah.
But yeah,
Zach, well, even when it's neutral, like we'll be at home and we'll just be talking about some normal stuff, and I'm like, you don't talk as much as you do out in just like group settings and all that sort of
stuff. People give me energy. Yeah.
But it's great. It's cool to see that side of her, and it's just cool to be a part of it.
So as you're working on it and as you are leading her as the good husband you are, Zach, with the family dynamic, is it 9-10 months now since you've been married?
7 months.
I'm bad at, oh my gosh, I'm so bad at math.
It's okay.
So bad at math. How is the family dynamic now? Are you guys kind of like separated, keeping your marriage protected from it? Does it still affect you guys? Like, how are you guys with that right now?
I mean, we definitely...
We're in Tallahassee, which is 45 minutes from the family. And so there's some distance.
We're definitely living our separate lives.
Yeah, not, like, I think avoiding. Like so many people think like, oh no, they stayed in Florida. Like, they're going to see him all the time. And it's like, not really. We live very separate lives. And we see them when we do, and it's not bad. I feel like tolerate's a hard word, but I would say... We tolerate each other just in a sense. Like I said, tolerate's a hard
term.
What
word did you use, Lydia?
Well, I would just say, I don't think I'd use one word. I would just say we've come a long ways.
Yes.
There's still a long ways to go. Okay. But like Ethan's apologized for some things he did, and it was very sincere. It was really, it was really encouraging to hear that. And like everyone says, like, you know, we accept Zach and all these things. Mm-hmm. So I'm just kind of waiting to feel the action on that. Like, I trust them. I trust they do accept Zach. I think they just have a hard time, like, showing it.
Yeah.
Being like, come over, or asking him questions, getting to know him.
And that's a whole different, like, you being the daughter.
Yeah.
That's one thing, but you're getting the brunt of it. Like, you're the one that has to be accepted. How does that feel coming into a family that hard word tolerates the situation? How is that for you?
I mean, from the beginning, I've just tried to be as open as possible because I knew how sudden it all was. And I know that would affect them. I definitely don't agree with how they went about proceeding in that. In my openness, there was a lot of opportunities for them to get to know me. And instead, they put me through trials more than actually getting to know me or ask the right questions. I mean, as I said, I'm not necessarily taking it personal, but I'm definitely putting my guard up against those things again, because I don't know why they would do something like that, especially if they're trying to come alongside their sister and understand who I am as a person, which they just didn't do. So I think now it's just an actual getting to know them, because they've realized like there's nothing separating us. And so the phrase they use, and I'm not trying to bring light into this at all, but I think the phrase they use is like, well, if Lydia's happy, we're happy. Mm-hmm. And it just kind of feels like an excuse not to get to know me, that as long as they see their daughter happy, then it's okay. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, okay, but what if some other stuff happens where, I don't know, she's just not happy for some reason? Are you going to blame that
on me?
Well,
there's trials in marriage, even at that. Like, you're gonna argue, you're going to have rifts. There's going to be moments in your marriage where you have to choose the unconditional love, where it's like you might not feel like you love each other. Mm-hmm. I mean, that just happens. Marriage is like, you have those trials. So I see what you're saying.
Yeah. And like, so it feels like if anything goes wrong, it's going to come back on me.
Yeah.
No matter what. Even if it's just life. And it's like, okay, that's why you got to get to know me, because you know I have my best interest for Lydia. Mm-hmm. I mean, you see all the results of that, the way I surprised her for the proposal, the way I went out of my way to leave Colorado and my whole family to come be closer with you guys so that you can get more time with Lydia and also get more time to get to know me, because I'm new. and yet it just didn't go that way. And so I think there's a lot of learning on both ends in that. And I think I truly am an open book. I don't have anything to hide. Mm-hmm. And if I did have something to hide, it's like, then you would have stuff to be concerned about. But because I'm an open book, I think that speaks a little more to like how I'm proceeding with her. I'm not trying to be like, no, she's mine. I'm running.
Clearly.
I'm like, hey, you can come in and we can have game nights and we can do all these things. Mm-hmm. It's not a matter of, it doesn't make sense sometimes how they went about things. So that's just what we're trying to work through.
Yeah. But also, I think this is something that I have just, probably one of my biggest regrets in the process of filming this last season. And I feel like I could take most responsibility for this, but that was, they wanted, like, since Zach was new, they wanted Zach meeting some of my family on camera. And I knew that wouldn't go as 100% natural as it would if it was off camera. And so I really should have just put my foot down and been like, no, to protect my relationship and my family and everything, like, doing that off camera. Because there were things that came from, like, when Ethan met Zach on camera, they were things like for continuity and for the flow of the scene and all these things that like came up in conversation that wouldn't have happened. Yeah. It would have been truly just getting to know. But because we were filming and because the scene needed to go, like,
I mean, think of it this way, getting to know someone, you very much are having the mundane conversation that's just kind of like, so what do you like? What do you do this? And so with that, I'm not saying any names or blaming anyone. By all means, it was something we agreed to, but they shifted it. They're like, oh, talk about something a little more in this sense. Yeah. And it was around stuff of like, oh, marriage is in the question here. Mm-hmm. And so it was like, it shifted the narrative. And in the first introduction of me meeting Ethan, I'm talking about marriage. And it's just like,
That wouldn't have happened in a normal conversation.
That is not how I want to meet a brother, especially because I know that I'm a brother of two older sisters. And if that ever came up, I would absolutely go straight to protective mode and just be like, oh, I need to fight this and figure out how to protect my sister. And so I totally understand where they're coming from. But it's also like, because of it being on camera, there was that push of this isn't how it should have been. And so,
well, that being said, so if you guys film like season 8, have you guys talked about things like that? Like, okay, we learned our lesson. Like, you've filmed one full season now. Mm-hmm. Have you guys been like, okay, we need to have boundaries on this, this, and this. We're not repeating this. Like, do you guys feel better about creating boundaries going into another season?
I think we can always try to do better creating boundaries. I think that's definitely something that we're like, if we are going to film anymore, we have to have X, Y, and Z conversations beforehand, period, because we're not going to do another season of just drama and conflict in this type of way.
I also think like
not healthy.
As almost any TV show, like even as a watcher, you get the idea that you're missing out, or they give you a cliffhanger. So you're expecting something in the next. We felt that a lot with how just being the product of it too, of like, we got to get this now or else there's going to be missing pieces in the story, or we got to get this so that, and it's like, okay, make sense, but also we need to do it in the right way.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we're just talking to cameras about the stuff that needs to actually happen, then it's there's a lot of missing pieces, and it's not actually going about the way that we would expect. Yeah. So
seeing how Lydia, some of your family, you said, had talked to the camera, not you guys. Mm-hmm. Did that kind of turn you off of wanting to continue filming?
Or? For sure. I mean, there's definitely that aspect. Every single season come to the point where I'm just like, for the last 7 years, just like not doing this again.
Yeah.
But then something always happens and it's like, okay, Lord, I see you in this. But yeah, there were definitely times where my mom said that I wanted Hunter Green for my wedding. It's like, no, actually, that wasn't even one of the colors. It was forest green that I had thought of. So the fact that my mom didn't even know the right color hurt me.
But then goes, and then
the fact
further.
That she didn't like ask us about it and just express her concern to the camera.
Well, she went a step further and was like, and then Zach came in and forced us to do the blue color and because he pops in a suit. And it's just like, that makes me sound so...
Yeah. When in reality, like, if she would have just come to us, it would have been like, no. So I was thinking of, I think, like, a rose color, forest green, or blue. And we decided on blue.
Yeah.
And she presented all these options to me. And,
like,
she did that initially, and I was like, I don't know. I'm not, like, it's your... it's as much... Like, yes, it's our wedding, but, like, I want you to make the decision. Yeah. And she's like, no, I really want your opinion on this. And so I was like, okay, blue, but I'm also like fully giving you the decision.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's the complete opposite of the narrative that Kim brought to light. And so it was just like, that was like really striking, because it's like, dang, I was as submissive to what Lydia wanted as possible. Yeah. And it's turned into I'm controlling and I get what I want kind of thing.
But also, if you think that those things really even matter to me, then you really don't know me.
I know. So and like, that's why I was like, okay, I'll make these decisions for you. But I also like, I want you to be a part of it, because your voice matters and everything like that. So it's like, I gave her that full opportunity and it was taken a different way.
So, I mean, that was probably one of the hardest things when I saw, because it just hurt on a deeper level of that, like, one, my mom didn't come to me, but two, she was saying the wrong color in the first place.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Graham laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Graham keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Graham laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Therefore, she didn't know me. And if she did truly know what I desired for my wedding, she'd know that didn't matter.
Yeah.
And then to extend that to that Zach's controlling was just the last straw.
How was that? Have you guys resolved that? Like, how did you have a conversation and just like be like, Mom, this is how I felt? Or
we're working on a lot of that. Okay. I think it's in process. It's not really something like this is our experience.
But
there's still stuff to figure out.
Yeah.
So this is the stuff though. Like, I think we communicate really well. Mm-hmm. We get each other really well. I mean, we have a great time. We've traveled well and heeded the advice of some people of travel before
People are like, travel before you have kids. And we're like, all right, we're doing that. And then they're like, wait a second. How do you just travel for a month? You can't do that. So it's like,
You never get it right. But we're having our fun and we're learning a lot. I think like you said, it's like, gosh, I don't know if I can take being in the car with my husband for that long. And it's like, we haven't had really tension.
We actually thrive on the road.
We thrive traveling. So we're definitely in a good place. I would be lying if I said these 30 days were perfect. Like, we've had some moments where like, oh, like, what about this? Or like, we have a decision disagreement, but it's not a big deal. Like,
right.
I think, like I said, you reap what you sow. It's like, if you give attention to the things that are really unnecessary or don't change the course of life in some drastic way, then a small thing will become much bigger than it actually needs to be. And so we really go with the flow and we just enjoy life, because really it's all a blessing. And we're just grateful for the opportunity to do what we're doing. And we don't really have any agenda or expectation in mind. We're just kind of like, wow, God's taking care of us. So let's just keep keep on keeping on. So
So for the people that may not know or follow you guys on social media, update everybody on what you're doing now. You said 30 days on the road. So like, let's go back a little bit and talk about this huge road trip that you've been doing.
Well, we, there was one evening where I think we just were.
We just went for a walk.
We just were chilling.
It was like 11 o'clock and I was like, I need to go for a walk.
At 11 o'clock so at night?
Yeah, she was wired. She gets wired after like 10, 11 o'clock. Yeah.
It just happens sometimes. I'm
like, wait, what time do you guys go to bed? If you're like,
we try to
walking.
Get to bed at like around midnight, consistent. But it's never consistent. Yeah.
We so we go on this walk, 30 minutes, and we plan a trip, like the whole trip in 30 minutes. It was ridiculous.
Yeah,
I was
pretty
like,
much.
Wow, Zach, I need to keep up with this. I need to put this in my notes.
Well, pretty much Zach just asked one question. So he was like, so am I making this specific change in work? And I was like, yeah. And then if you're doing that, so, we might as well travel while we have a chance.
Yeah.
To be clear, because so many people ask us what we do for a living, I am a tennis coach. Mm-hmm, and I've been trying to make it work since we've been married. I have been working as hard as possible, but the hours just haven't come. And it's, it's
working
very much,
for the city, it's limited. It's really hard to get.
It's also just like tennis clubs have different environments. So some are very much like lesson based and some are very much league based. And so when they're league based, it's just groups playing tennis. They don't really take lessons. They just play tennis. And that's what I'm dealing with. And so nothing against my employer, nothing against all that, but I've just come to a point where I'm like, okay, I need a full-time job. We need to start saving money. We'd love to get into a house and all that. And she's obviously working at a fine dining restaurant. She's been there for some time now, but we both save well, budget well, and we took a car on this road trip. So it wasn't like we were spending hundreds of dollars on flights to go around the country.
Yeah, we just bought a car for this trip. And we were like, we got to break into this car. On this
so
here we are.
Yeah, but basically my plan is just get a full-time job, hopefully get some insurance going and everything like that. And we can just get going with that. Yeah. So,
and I'm just going to quick, for the hundreds, maybe even thousands of questions, how do you guys travel as a young married couple? Yeah, like Zach said, we both have jobs. We're able to take time off work, and we've been wise with our money. It pays to be wise with your money. It does over the years.
Yeah, we don't eat. Yeah, we don't.
You reap what you sow.
With traveling, with traveling like this much, we try to not eat out as much as possible.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, traveling, you're going to eat out. But
I'm saying all that as if like you reap what you sow in the years past. Like it's not just how little can you spend on a trip?
Right.
It's how much can you save over the years?
A lifestyle, almost.
Yeah. So, it's the lifestyle of it, and not just like 1 month out, you decide you want to take a trip, so you have to start saving for this trip.
Yep.
So,
and
just
like
be
the
wise
months,
with your money. And
the months leading up to the wedding, I was working full time and then flying out to see her and doing the show stuff. Like, I was working as much as I could, every minute I could.
Yeah.
Like 50 hours a week, fully working. And so I was saving as much money as possible because I wanted to be as helpful as possible and not just be a nuisance and be like, okay, like, we'll make it work. It's like, like actually showing up because it takes action. You can't just expect it to happen. Mm-hmm. You have to do it. And so, and then also, we eat at home a lot and it like, you don't have to be a penny pincher by any means, but we also just avoid.
Well, I kind of was for several years. I started working when I was like 16 and I would not spend money on anything. Mm-hmm. Like I would be so proud of myself. It was like build my confidence every time I could walk into a store and walk out without anything.
Oh, yeah.
And I would like have a $20 bill in my purse and be like, okay, how long can this last?
Yeah.
So it's like I started working when I was 16, multiple jobs, part-time, and then went full-time as bank teller at 17. And I just saved. And it's like, yes, I also have income from the show. That's something else. But that was something that I also decided early on was that I didn't want to rely on that because I didn't want that to be my identity. I didn't want my life to revolve around that.
And then you would feel tethered to it. Like, oh, I have to do this because I need money.
So I decided like, okay, I'm going to start working as soon as I can just to one, save more, but two, like not rely on that fully. Yeah. So you reap what you sow financially. And all the things.
Yeah.
So back to the trip.
back to the trip.
We planned this trip in 30 minutes. We kind of just fine-tuned it over the next few weeks. And then we hit the road in, September 4th. Yeah. I'll just kind of run through the corners, really.
Can I move it?
Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, so we like decided like, okay, we got it. We can take this trip. I need to be in Colorado for a few dates. And then we just started piecing it together. And it's like, oh, well, we can go see this family here. And I have these friends here who I haven't seen in like years. And I've been trying to get out there. So we kind of like were able to fit all our family and friends into one big loop that mm-hmm. worked perfect.
Yeah.
With like not just like map wise, but with their mm-hmm. schedule and all the things.
Like no detours. Like, it was pretty all along the way.
Yeah.
Full really loop.
Cool. That's really cool. Yeah.
And yeah, everything just came together perfectly. And yeah, so we're able to see lots of friends and family. And we're also like, we probably won't be able to travel for the holidays mm-hmm. with our work. And so kind of go see the family now.
Mm-hmm.
And his mom actually threw a little Thanksgiving dinner for us. It yeah. was so fun.
Aww. It was yeah. the best.
Oh my God.
So it was sweet. The best. She was like, well, you're not going to be here for Thanksgiving. So here's our That's Thanksgiving so meal. And I was so just that like, was... So she gave us massages.
I need to meet your mom.
Yeah.
For those of you who don't know, Zach's mom is a massage therapist. Yeah. And she's also just the sweetest person ever. I won the jackpot when it comes to in-laws.
It was, yeah, she's super
I
precious.
Might have to fight you on that because I have really good ones too.
Is your mother-in-law a massage therapist?
No, she's not. She's not.
Okay, but anyways. So yeah, that was kind of the goal of the trip. Yeah. Just like to take some time to travel because everyone says travel, yeah, before you have kids. So who knows when that'll happen, so might as well just start traveling now.
Do you get tired of people asking you when you're going to have kids?
Oh, goodness. Actually, what I get most tired of, well, yeah, I get tired of people asking when we're going to have kids. Not really. But what I do get most tired of...
That was...
What I do get most tired of is, goodness gracious, the people using AI to announce our pregnancy. That gets on my nerves mm-hmm. because... I get being in the public eye, people will misunderstand and they'll spread false narratives, but to use AI to create yeah. a pregnancy photo that I hope I don't look like that when I'm pregnant.
She showed it to me. I'm like, wow, I'm like, you've really been hiding this from me. I couldn't.
They're not even good photos either. Oh, so no. Like, don't
so
that's
yeah.
the hard thing though. It's like, there's some old people who like follow Lydia and they just don't get it.
Yeah.
And so it's like, it's really hard Bless. Because,
yeah.
well, one of her friends actually messaged her saying congratulations and Stop. It was like
and that's when I was like
shoot
like do yeah. I need to really like say something publicly about this yeah. so guys if you don't see it like pinned on my social media I'm not pregnant don't believe the AI please
yeah.
anyways yeah
and I feel like this podcast has gone in all directions.
We were talking about the trip
we were
so we're on
so
the
basically
trip.
the four corners of the trip four corners yeah. of the trip is Colorado Minnesota. Yeah, Colorado, Minnesota, D.C., back to Florida. And we took about 13 destinations, give or take,
yeah.
on the way. So if we listed it out, it'd be a lot. But
yeah.
like I said, 11 states, 30 days,
yeah.
Just this great time.
That's awesome.
And you're, I guess, the 12th stop on
yeah,
this trip.
Yeah, I'm so honored, guys. Yeah. Thanks.
Yeah, it was. I'm glad it came together.
Yeah, it really did.
It really did. It was just like on the way. So
yeah.
Yeah, we've had a great time and... I think we're ready to be home. And,
yeah.
Because we.
I mean, that's yeah. Y'all have been absolutely nonstop.
Yeah.
Well, we're ready to be home, but we also less than 2 weeks later have another trip, and then 2 weeks later have another trip.
Again?
But those yep. are just weekend things. So.
Yep. Yeah. Weddings and friends oh, yeah. and stuff. So, but we love to travel.
We yeah. love traveling.
And you're going to Tennessee next, and then
Tennessee
home,
next,
right?
Then home. Yeah, we're going to be home, which I've been home this whole trip because he's right here. But it'll be nice to like have my own bed too,
yeah.
which I left my pillow in Colorado. Oh. I brought my pillow with my specific pillowcase, everything, just so I could have one thing, you know.
Yeah.
You can't have your bed, but you can have your pillow every night. But I yeah. left it at an Airbnb in Colorado.
Oh, no.
I almost cried. But
do you have like a specific...
Just a quick little side note. This is what I'm talking about. Like, she just talks. And by no means, I love it though, and it's great. But like, sometimes I'm like, wow, how do I keep following?
Okay,
this?
But do you remember that one day at home that I did talk nonstop, like 100 miles an hour? You were like, "Where's my wife? I need to go to bed."
I had to wake up at 5:30. We were up till 2 a.m. of her just going talking on tangent.
Chris can attest.
There is a handful of times where I was like, I need to get up in like 4 or 3 hours and you're still talking. And she's like, yeah. oh, I know, hubby. Like, I'll let you sleep.
Yeah.
5 seconds later.
You need to talk to Chris. He'll give you some good tips because Lydia, I'm that way too. He'll just grunt, say yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, this one day, I literally don't know what came over me, but I was thrifting with my sister Amber And I was doing the same thing with her. I was just like, I don't know what it was. I think it had to be something like all the stars aligned in my body. And it was just like the right, the right moon cycle, the right part of my period, the right, like the right everything. Whoa. It was just like all the energy, all the energy. Was at full capacity.
Your discretion.
You posted something on Instagram.
Your discretion is advised.
You posted on something on Instagram, and I commented, and I was like, "How's Zach doing right now?" Because you were like going
we're talking about
miles
the roads.
A minute, something. Yeah, yeah.
No, I actually brought up the conversation, so we very much are aligned with crazy things like roads. But
yeah,
there was some points where it was just like, "What are you on?" So
when you're on a 13-hour drive, there's no telling what you're on.
Yeah. So one thing I do want to ask you guys is, being in the public eye, there's a lot of eyes watching you, probably even millions. How do you handle like everyone having an opinion on what you do? I know we kind of talked about that a little bit before, but I want to did we like really get into that?
Not really.
Okay. I think we did to some extent, but we can elaborate a little more.
Not on the podcast. Okay. I don't think.
Okay.
Just earlier. Yeah, I mean, I think it is definitely hard sometimes to tune out all the opinions, and you can't just fully ignore it. But I think a huge part of how you can just stay grounded amidst like all kinds of stuff going on online is like, first of all, just being confident in who you are, knowing your identity in Christ, and having a good community that knows you, and not the you on the internet.
Yeah,
they know you,
the actual,
and is in full support and just truly knows you and knows how to be there for you, know how to love you through everything and how to correct you in a loving way. And like, you need people in your life who will lift you up. You need people who will correct you. You need people who will critique little things in you. That's not what the internet's for. Mm-hmm. So if you're using the internet for your identity, for your satisfaction, for your people love me, then you're going to, I've heard it said once, if you live for their approval, you'll die by their criticism.
Yeah.
So not letting that affect you, whether they're saying amazing things about you or terrible things about you. Like, you don't deserve that much glory and credit. Only the Lord does.
Yeah.
So it's like reading hundreds of comments of like, you're so amazing. I wish my daughter was like you. You, all these things. It's like, I don't need that. Mm-hmm. Like, that does not help me in any way.
Mm-hmm.
And neither does the negative. So kind of just putting all that aside and just staying focused on the present and having a rich community is what gets you through all that.
Mm-hmm.
But Zach's had 1 year experience. What would you say?
Yeah, how's this year been, bud?
It's been amazing. I love my wife.
Worth it all, right?
It really has. I think the amount that we've learned in a short amount of time has been really encouraging. And I think like, to go to opinions, I would say like I think having people in your life that know you and can advise you and can mentor you and people you look up to and people you see yourself in that you know, you can walk through life together. Mm-hmm. It's not just because we all follow people online who, you know, are cool and or sports people or whatever. It's like they are cool and you see their life on display, but you don't know them.
Yeah.
And so I think finding those sorts of people in your actual life who you can like actually get true experience of life from, I think is very helpful. And I think that's what we have from the beginning. Yes, we got married in 6 months, but we really didn't have too much personal time of like one-on-one, because so many times when we were dating and all that sort of stuff, we were bringing our community in. We were going on group dates, or we were in group settings, or we were like having conversations with people we thought were important in each other's lives. And so I think that was just like such a big piece of what made our marriage happen. I heard it said so many times, it takes a village.
Yeah.
It's not just the two of us. It's the people who make us who we are.
Yeah.
And I mean, we did have a lot of just one-on-one time, like hiking mountains and all the things, but definitely like what Zach was saying was like, any time there was an opportunity to bring community in, to hang out with community.
Mm-hmm.
Even if we were exhausted and it was late at night and we just wanted to be just the two of us, hang out and then just go to bed. It was like, no, we chose the hard. We went against our energy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we went and we hung out with people and we brought them in.
Mm-hmm.
And like that bred a lot more depth, just
yeah.
not only in us choosing the hard, but in our friends as well. And like, making a, we made a list of like, I made a list, he made a list of like, okay, these are the important people in my life that I look up to. Mm-hmm. And therefore I need you to meet them. Mm-hmm. And I need like my pastor and my dad were the two that like their blessing is mm-hmm. really what matters to me because they're two men of God who I look up to. Mm-hmm. And like my pastor's been married 60 years. Mm-hmm. Was it
50?
50. Yeah, yeah. Sorry. 50 years. His marriage, his ministry, like that's something that I could role model, like I look up to.
Yeah.
Therefore, his opinion, mm-hmm. his blessing means a lot more than someone over here who doesn't live the life yeah. that I aspire to be.
Yeah.
Their approval, their blessing is going to have much less weight than yeah. the person who I aspire Absolutely. To be.
And then you go back so, to the people online and it's like, this is someone, this is someone who I would never interact with.
Yeah.
Or this is someone who I would
yeah.
really never see myself hanging out with or anything like that. Not to like, nothing against those people right. necessarily, but it's just like you realize the differences
yeah.
and you realize like, oh, they probably wouldn't approach me either. Or mm-hmm. they probably wouldn't care to yeah. be in my life either if they're yeah. saying this sort yeah. of stuff
For
about
sure.
me.
So how
they're just like, okay, why do we even mm-hmm. acknowledge their yeah. opinion?
Yeah. How so. You can look at it is like the people in your life who you value their life, mm-hmm. their opinion, their thoughts, their advice is heavy. You
yeah.
better receive it. Think
Absolutely.
On it, pray on it. The people in your life who maybe they're family, maybe they're close friends, but they're not someone who you'd want to role model your life after, mm-hmm. or, you know, they're just not walking the walk you would. Take their opinion with a grain of salt.
Mm-hmm.
And then people on the internet, you got to take their opinion with yeah. a shaker full of salt.
Yeah.
Or two or three.
Yeah.
So
much
that's
wisdom,
how it goes.
You guys. Okay. We are going to wrap up the episode with 10 rapid fire questions.
Let's go.
All right. Back and forth.
First, yeah, you both can answer. It doesn't okay. matter. Whatever.
Go you answer your, the first one.
Okay. What's your go-to coffee order?
You can do that.
Whatever I order. my go-to is either a hot mocha latte or just a regular cold brew with half and half.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you a coffee drinker, Zach?
Sometimes, not as much as
he'll drink yeah. whatever I have.
It's true. Well, thank you.
It's too late of the day for him right now.
All right. What's the most used emoji in your messages?
The laughing one.
The laughing one for you.
Yeah.
I have several. One is the yellow heart. One's
okay.
the hand heart, and one is. One of the smiling emojis.
I like say that. The laughing one.
Sounds very Lydia.
Yeah. Yeah.
What about you? You said laughing one?
Yeah.
Okay. What's your love language?
You heard it?
Mine, I
no,
realized
we
it's
we say
changed.
Each other's. We say each other's.
Okay.
Okay.
Well,
yeah.
Hers is quality time.
Yeah.
Same girl, same.
Well, oh, he said his has changed. Goodness, I didn't know about this.
Well, think
well,
of
well, when we got married.
Think of what is more prevalent. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, his love languages are definitely words of affirmation. And what's your other top one? I'm trying to think if that one has become top now.
Physical touch.
Physical touch. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I knew that. Physical
yeah.
touch and words of
affirmation.
My top
two are, like, I'm definitely
two.
Words of affirmation. Like, please affirm me. And then quality time is probably, like, very lateral to that. So I feel
yeah.
Yeah.
Quality time, if you don't, like, if there's no quality
yeah.
time, then the physical, like, I'm quality time and then physical touch and then the others. But, like, if there's no quality time, physical touch, like, what are you doing? And, like, gifts, like, no.
No.
And, like, so, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, give me your time first.
Yeah. All right, who is more likely to cry in a movie? I think
Lydia.
It was
Lydia. For sure.
Yeah, I think me.
All right.
I've gotten better
you
at it.
You think?
Well, honestly, like, in the last year or so, it's been harder for me to cry during movies. I used to, like, sob. But then there came a point in my life where, like, life was just too hard, and I cried too much that
you
I couldn't
didn't even
cry.
Tears left.
And so, like, I remember it was probably, like, at some point earlier last
what
year.
What was the last movie you cried in or cried
That's
about?
Actually a good question. I don't remember.
You haven't really,
like,
cried with many with me.
No, I haven't. But, like, last year, earlier last year, I wanted to cry. It had been so long since I cried, and I needed to cry. So I was like, okay, I'm going to watch a really sad movie. People say Titanic is really sad, so I'm going to watch that. I did not cry one tear. And then I was so sad at the end of the movie that I didn't cry that I cried.
Like,
but I'll explain. With Titanic, it just didn't capture my heart because it was so quick. It felt like an affair,
mm-hmm.
not like,
yeah,
like where's Notebook or something like that. Like, that's a romance story. That's
mm-hmm.
all like a lifelong of loving each other. Whereas
yeah.
this was like, you've known each other 2 days.
Yeah.
And it just feels like an affair because she's engaged. He, and it's like, Anyways, that's why I didn't capture it.
I've heard this but a million times.
Sorry.
No, when was the last time you cried in a movie?
It was a while.
I cried when I didn't actually cry, but I got emotional when we were at the Bible Museum. I got emotional when we were at the Bible Museum the other day.
That's like,
and I was like, were walking through, it was like walking through the Old Testament, and it was like, I just got emotional. Yeah. So it was like, you're walking in a movie is what it's like. So
I think the last time I cried was Mount Rushmore. They had,
we both cried.
A flag ceremony.
A lighting ceremony.
Where they like, the lighting ceremony for the Mount Rushmore, but they had a flag folding ceremony.
Oh, yeah.
And it was just like, whoa.
Yeah. That was
but good. It was weird because I never expected it to be that deep. But I think just like, no matter what your politics are, it's just like the respect for the country, I think, like, was really powerful because it's just not as common.
Yeah. And what got me was like, it wasn't a crowded night. Like, they do this every night. So it's not like a one event and everyone's there.
But there was like 40 veterans.
There was like, they honored the veterans. Just kept coming down. And like, after they just like had been walking down for 5 minutes and there were still them coming. That's
there's something,
I
there's
crying.
A
I was
reverence
like,
in
oh
those.
Yeah.
So, anyways, that's the last time we probably both cried.
Okay, what is the weirdest DM you've ever received?
Oh, no.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, Zach, you have one in your brain right now.
I have one
for
Lydia.
Okay.
You say it. You can take this one.
It was...
he's been reading them all lately anyways.
Well, no, it was when we first started dating, there was a mom that reached out and was like, hey, I have my son, he's like this age and he does this, like... really giving the whole resume of her son. It's like, I totally love to set you guys up on a date and everything like that. And I like showed it to Lydia and I'm like, well, sorry, she's taken. But
well, that one was kind of more common. That's not necessarily weird. Well, I mean, not now that we're married.
That was
one
of my first interactions with your DMs. So that was shocking for me. I was like, wow, mom's just setting up their sons with Lydia.
I get a lot of DMs like asking if my dad's dating and if he can, if I can send him
Word,
all the things.
That one's definitely
weird.
Everyone
wants some berry.
Yes.
Oh, I think I've had someone ask for a foot picture. I'm like, ew, Chris, get away.
I haven't really gotten any weird ones personally.
Yeah. I'm sure it'll happen. Yeah. Okay. What's your go-to comfort food?
I think Chick-fil-A waffle fries is mine.
Yeah, that's been yours recently. I don't feel like I've had one recently, unless you have one in mind.
I don't think so. We've been on the road, so it's been just whatever we can get our hands on.
Yeah, I really don't know.
Not gonna lie, I'm excited for
this
one.
He used to be a huge snacker, but I've kind of gotten him away from that. So
let him snack, Lydia.
Oh, he can snack. No. He can snack, just not one big bag of chips and two bags of candy.
You're making me sound like a slob. Holy cow.
You get it from your dad. He's the same.
No,
now
he loves
his chocolate.
He's a very hard worker.
Okay,
he's
this
a very
isn't
guy,
all at once, by the way. It was, I would have a bag of chips or I would have, you were saying like, I'm just like on the couch, just like holding my snacks close. Okay, so for context here, my friends and I would hang out. We'd have a great night, all just like hanging out, watching a movie or whatever. And then like, after everything was starting to settle down, I'd be like, all right, let's all go on a snack run.
Yeah.
So it was a bonding thing for me. Yeah. It wasn't just like, I need sugar or whatever. So, but she got me on grapes and other more healthy things.
I figured if he just eats three good meals a day and has grapes, like that'll be his sugar and his snack left.
Yes.
All right. What is your most embarrassing moment in front of each other?
I don't think I've ever been...
Zach, you have something in your mind right now.
Do you need to whisper this one?
Do I need to whisper it?
I don't know what the look is on your face.
He definitely
right
has
now.
A look.
You can't say nothing after that.
Yeah, you gotta...
No
what,
comment.
What's on your...
No comment.
No.
Wait. Is it your embarrassing moment or is Lydia's embarrassing moment?
I think
moment?
He was embarrassed for me.
Yeah.
Because of what I said.
I don't know.
It was okay. Anyways, I don't know why I'm blushing right now.
You don't have to answer.
I don't think I've ever been embarrassed in front of Zach. Like we
have... it's hard to be embarrassed in front of each other. Oh, yeah. I guess a funny one I can do. We had just hiked the 4 in 1 day, 4 14ers in 1 day.
So it was like 8 days after we met.
Mm-hmm. 8 days after we met, and we're coming down the mountain. I asked her to dance in the rain, and she pulls me in and is like, I'm willing to take a risk and say yes to us. Mm-hmm. So beautiful moment. We had a great time. We get down the rest of the mountain and we get in the car. It's awkward. Like our only awkward moment. Really.
I was like, what did I just say yes to?
And so I'm
this
like,
guy?
I'm like, shoot, I got to really break the ice here. And so this was, it was embarrassing for me. I go super deep. I'm like, all right, I have a really deep question for you. Are you ready? And I'm like hyping it up like crazy. And I'm like, what's your favorite color? Complete, like you can hear a pin drop.
It did not roll at all.
She was like,
thankfully I had a deep question.
She hardly laughed. I think she gave it a courtesy laugh, which made it worse, honestly.
Oh yeah.
I'm good at that.
And then, but then she eventually got a question.
I asked a deep question that broke the ice and brought the river.
Everything. And then we talked for 3 hours, but it was great. Yeah. But it was like, it like was a stab in the heart.
Yeah.
I was like, shoot. And it did. I don't know what I was thinking. That was like the dumbest thing I could have done. But
okay. Two more questions.
Yeah.
What is something that you wish people would stop asking you guys?
If I'm pregnant.
Didn't you just waffle on that earlier, Zach? Did we watch that?
Yeah.
AI is not real, guys. That's not me.
What about you, Zach?
Well, honestly, for a real question. Oh, you can go first.
You can go ahead if you have it.
I think it honestly is kind of tiring. Like, I know, like, this is just part of it. Like, asking about my family. Because it's like, I think it's hard enough, like, figuring things out, sorting that out. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, if we're going to stay in the area, like, what do relationships look like?
Yeah.
Like, do we just completely live our own lives? Or do we see them every few weeks? Or, like, and, like, what does that look like? Is there, like, apologies? And is there growth? Or are we just hanging out because we're family? So, like, that's hard enough to navigate, but then to have people saying, like, you need to move away, you need to, like, your family is toxic, and they are going to destroy your marriage, and all these things. It's like, you guys are dealing with little bit of context.
Yeah.
Very little. That's kind of just, like, overwhelming. It's like, well, like, yes, what they did was wrong, but if I run from it, it's only going to hurt down the road. Mm-hmm. So.
We both have married into each other's families. It's not like we're...
And by all means, we're creating our own family, and that's first and foremost.
And if we need to do that, we'll do that. Like, we know the boundaries to set. We're not just going to, like, let them keep hurting us if that's the case. But
my life solution is not, you hurt me, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
Like, that never helped anyone.
Yeah.
So. Yours now. Your turn.
Got to follow that up. What
do you wish people would stop asking you?
Stop asking me. I don't really feel like I get asked too many questions necessarily. I think there's a lot of people who, like, assume, like we kind of addressed briefly earlier, that the Plath family is fundy Christian or like fundamentalist Christian. And like, it's just
farthest
thing from the truth. And then, like, you'll see fundy Christians come out of the woodwork and tell them what to do. And like how, like almost in an authoritative way of like, how dare you live your life that way, or shame on you, and that sort of stuff. And it's just like, we don't believe that.
Yeah.
And also scripture says against that, and we live a life differently. So who are you to tell us that? So I think that's almost the most annoying thing, where they have an expectation of how I should be treating Lydia or how Lydia should be treating me. And it's just like, I think that's the most annoying part is like, I can take a comment that's like, oh, he looks weird, or, oh, like that was a weird look, or that was a weird gesture of his, or something like that. Like, I'm going to mess up sometimes, like big deal. But to like take it and run with it and be like, this is against what God wants. Mm-hmm. This is against your character, and your morals are terrible, and your morals are skewed, and you're just a terrible person, like making the blanket statements of like, I'm just a bad person.
Yeah.
Or like, I've seen Lydia's DMs where it's like, run the opposite direction, your husband's terrible for you. It's like, how dare you? You don't know me
at all. Have you met him personally?
So if that answers your question.
Yeah.
All right. Last question. Is there anything you guys wish people would ask you? Anything that, like, you know, people are focusing on all these things. Is there anything you wish people would ask you?
I honestly wish people would ask more questions just to get to know Zach. Because, like, I feel like I've been on the show for 7 years. They were excited to watch me get married, all these things. But I don't feel like Zach was ever given the opportunity to really show who he is. Mm-hmm. And my family didn't really do that either. Like, they didn't take the time to get to know him. Mm-hmm. And I don't feel like people ask many questions about him. And it's like, Zach is a really deep well of wisdom. Mm-hmm. And he's a very generous and kind, humble man. And it just gets overlooked. Mm-hmm. Like, they just take a look at how he glanced that way, or what he did here, and pick apart the little things. And it's like, he's so much more than that. Mm-hmm. And he deserves so much more than that.
It made me cry. Thank you. Man, see, words of affirmation. Yeah. She just killed it right there. Yeah. Holy cow.
I could see it, like, hitting.
Yeah. Gosh, I can't think now. What should I
got him in his feels, Lydia.
Yeah, what should I be asked for? I think, man. You killed it. Good answer.
Aw, wait, we can end here. That's a good note to end on.
Yeah. Maybe the question of, like, what was your intention with saying yes to the show? Mm-hmm. Because I think that's misunderstood a lot. And it's like, my whole point was to shine her light brighter, because she had it. She had everything she needed. She was genuine. And people saw this. Like, you see it throughout the seasons before season 7, people were just seeing how genuine of a person Lydia was. Mm-hmm. And I truly have no goal whatsoever to be in the public eye or to do anything with attention or anything. Like, truly the last thing I want. But seeing how she also is in the same boat, like, she could she'd rather not be on TV, but instead took it and used it as a way to spread Jesus and spread a light, was a great thing to step into. And I truly just wanted to make it brighter, make it as bright as possible, and truly spread the joy and love that she has. So,
well, it's evident that God is using you guys and has a plan for you guys, and I'm excited to continue seeing it unfold. So thank you guys so much
for coming and seeing us
in person. Anything else you want to leave us with?
I just have the best husband in the world.
Yeah.
I'm the best wife in the world. Come on.
Let's go.
All right. We're going to get this mushiness off. All right. We'll catch you later, guys.
If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to rate the show, follow us on Instagram, leave a review on Apple, and check out our website, reviveherpodcast.com.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Graham laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Graham keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Graham laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.